Hi, everybody. My name is Pam Mertz, and this is episode 51.
Hello, my name is Danny, and I suck at intros. I'm just distracted because I'm typing in Twitter right now, saying chatting with. Your Twitter name is Stutter Rockstar or Stuttering Rockstar? I forget which
Stutter
one.
Stutter Rockstar.
Stutter Rockstar. Okay.
Yeah.
Chatting with at Stutter Rockstar for episode 51. Even though at this moment in time, I haven't even recorded episode 50 yet. You'd think a monumental episode like episode 50, I would have already had recorded and upped and all that. But you are more important at this point in time. So.
Oh, stutter dude. That is so cool.
And that's why stuttering is cool. Oh, the cheesy jokes. You
know
what? I'm just going to let you start talking so I can shush.
Okay.
You've recently changed the name of your blog to change the location and all that. Can you tell me a bit about the whole story of that?
Oh, well, I didn't really change the name of the blog. When I created it, it was, there's the landline. So that will have to be edited out.
It's okay. Feel free to get it.
Yeah. No, that my partner is going to get that and probably be doing some talking in the background.
It's okay. It gives him more of an ambiance.
Yes. Yeah. Real life. But when I started my blog a couple months ago, I started it, called it Make Room for the Stuttering. And I started it on Blogspot. And I decided to change the location of it about two weeks ago because there was no way to monitor traffic. So that's basically why I wanted to move it over to WordPress. So it's now located at stutterrockstar.wordpress.com. Shameless plug there.
Perfect. You know what? All for shameless and shameful plugs. Does it matter? I want to get the word out for everybody's online ventures. Now that. So what do you talk about? Or did you already mention that? Oh, I have the memory of a goldfish. Did you already talk about what you write on your blog?
Well, I call it Make Room for the Stuttering because pretty much I was covert for many, many, many years. I've stuttered since I was 5 years old. So that's about, give or take, 40 years. I'm not going to reveal my total age. but I was always covert about it. And I started actually, I had a defining moment 3 years ago. And got fired from a job because I stuttered publicly at work. And that was like a very obviously traumatic event that kind of made me just face the whole stuttering issue head on. And it was at that point that I decided that I just really didn't want to live in hiding anymore. So I didn't start the blog, obviously, till about three months ago when I finally felt confident enough to be able to tell parts of my story. Wait a second. I'm going to just see if I can get him to quiet down a little bit. Gee, sorry about
that.
Funny. Yeah, so there's some real ambiance there. Part of my journey with stuttering and becoming more overt and open has included like coming face to face with my stuttering and actually beginning to have a relationship with it. So the blog is kind of like an online journey of my feelings and my emotions about stuttering and like what's happened in the 3 years that I've actually come out of the closet and just started to like own this part of my life that previously I had tried to deny.
Recently, you blogged about celebrating that momentous day when you were fired for bad reasons. Did you want to talk a bit about that?
Well, yeah, because actually that was like a celebration in itself, being able to write that, because when I was obviously first fired for, stuttering openly, that was something that took me quite a while to come to terms with. But it was that very event of being forced to confront me and my stuttering and my feelings about it that kind of opened up a whole new chapter in my life that I didn't even know needed to be read. And that's been like the really amazing thing, because now I look back at that time, which was very dark and was very scary, and I really truly believe that I was like reborn on that day. As corny as that sounds, like I just feel like, like that was like the birth of like a whole new me. And that's why I was like, wow, like when I was writing that, I realized that what I really wanted to say was happy birthday, stuttering, because I couldn't say that previously. So it's been like an incredible journey, and like what I'm doing in the blog and in the journal is just kind of like reflecting on like all the things that I wish I could have said all along for all these years. And all of a sudden, they're just like, it's like coming out.
So no doubt you would recommend blogging for everyone to do, for covert stutterers, I'm assuming.
Actually, I would, because I mean, maybe some people don't feel comfortable with the whole publicness of blogging. But, journaling itself, it's like this amazing purging all almost. And it's just like an amazing way to like heal and rediscover parts of me that were always there, but like dormant. And like I'm finally getting in touch with, and it's like this really cool relationship that I'm having.
So what's it like to be a woman and stutter? What's the stuttering experience for women like? If you can speak on behalf of every single stuttering woman on the planet. No pressure at all.
No pressure, right? Well,
Exactly.
I actually think, wow, you're funny. I think that it's interesting because I, in this whole getting in touch with myself and getting in touch with the stutter rock star part of Pam, I think one of the things that I realized is that I really like to talk about stuttering. And where it takes me, and the different parts of me that it touches, and I got involved with self-help and to to Toastmasters, as a matter of fact,
All
at
right,
around the
yeah.
same time. Like when all this happened, I just plunged right into really being open about everything. And in the self-help groups, that I've been involved in, it's primarily been 90% male and, 10 percent or less female, which, the average is, for every, there's three people that, three men that stutter to every woman. But in my experience, there's even more men. And I just find that, like, the men that I come in contact with through the group that I'm involved in are much more interested in trying to find fluency, whereas I'm trying to figure out how to make room in my life for the stuttering and have it, like, peacefully coexist with the other parts of me. And I think that's kind of what I mean, like, in my experience as a woman, not speaking for all women, I think that's where, like some of the men thought I was from a different planet talking about that, because, like, maybe women just naturally tend to be a little bit more emotive, maybe than men. But I'm really, I'm sorry, cut
Oh, no.
you off there. I'm really trying to have the stuttering fit into my life, and, like I said, just like, make room for it, just like I make room for all the other things, the work and the play and feelings and just have it be there and be comfortable with it. I even gave it a name.
You did?
Did you know that?
You
Yeah.
named
I
wait,
gave.
you named your stutter?
Yeah, Rain.
Oh wow.
Name,
Rain?
I
How
named
come?
it Rain.
As in REIGN?
No,
Or
no.
RAIN?
RAINN,
Oh.
actually.
Ah, connection lost. Me try this again.
Well, yeah, I decided at one point when I was doing some serious reflecting, and I actually started writing letters to my stuttering,
Oh, wow.
and yeah, and I might actually post some of those on the blog at some point when I feel brave enough. But I just kind of, like, just decided I really should, give stuttering a name if I was going to have a relationship with it. And one of the things that I just remember, when I was a kid, was I, like, always used to, like, think, will it just go away? Is this ever going to just go away? And it just kind of reminded me of that old, I don't know if it was a nursery rhyme or, but it was like, rain, rain, go away, come again another
Okay.
day.
Okay.
So, that just kind of, like, stuck in my head. So when I was just being creative, I just it just popped into my head, her name will be Rain. And that just kind of, like, so, like, now when I, like, write letters to my stuttering, I kind of, like, do Dear Rain. And now I'm at the point where I'm not wishing for rain to go away anymore, like I used to. And that's pretty cool.
Wow, it's interesting the different ways that we, I don't even know how to describe it, deal with this, because I see a lot of similarities, except I never really gave my stutter a name. I guess in a way I don't think personified is the term. You've seen the tiger character that I've created.
I
That's
have.
that I grad that I based on, the whole tiger analogy that Greg created. So in a way, I kind of personified it that way, But it was never a conscious decision. Like one day I said, oh, I'm gonna, I don't know, think of my stutter as a tiger. It just happened that way. But yours was a conscious decision. Did you want to share the type of things that you wrote to your stuttering? To rain?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, some of it. I'm not gonna, share all of it. I think one of the things that like I've wrote to Rain is just like being honest. Like I always used to like be insulted when stuttering would just show up in my life at such terribly in up opportune times. And one of the things that I've written to stuttering Rain recently is that it's okay, and that I'm like I used this imagery in one of the letters that I wrote. I don't have it in front of me, but like I was like always like insulted or angry that like stuttering would just come like blow into my into a moment like a tornado and like be all blustery and fierce and make me like be afraid of it. And like now when I am embracing rain, I'm actually like saying thank you for showing up in a kinder, more gentle way. And it's really kind of in interesting that like I'm able to almost have like an in intimate conversation with something that I was so afraid of for so long. So like I remember in one of the letters that I wrote to Rain, I actually said, thank you for not being as blustery anymore.
So I'm assuming it really helps with keeping calm and collected in those awkward situations that stuttering tends to bring us.
Oh, absolutely. And obviously that's sometimes easier said than done. I mean, even if I like will myself to be calm and collected, sometimes my emotions still take over anyway.
Like for instance, I was ordering a hot chocolate with peppermint syrup today because I had scorching cravings for it. Usually I stay away from syrups and flavored and this and this, but today I said, you know, I've been good with diets and all that, so I'll just order it. And I just like I was totally surprised because usually I could feel the stutter coming on, and I just stumble throughout like every single syllable. And yeah, I just did the whole avoidance thing. I just looked the way I was totally caught by surprise, and I wasn't prepared. I wasn't calm and collected, but still, I
So
took it gracefully. I didn't fall apart, but go on.
no, well, I was just gonna rudely in interrupt. So you still do that, like break eye contact and look
Oh,
away when you stutter?
yeah, it's. I go through phases where I could keep the eye contact for, maybe I could do that for a few weeks. And then just the one time where I happen to forget, that starts a phase where I keep forgetting. So I have to go back to return back to, maintaining the eye contact, trying to, notice the person's eye color so it's not like I'm staring at them and creeping them out.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, it certainly makes it easier to remain for me, calm and collected. When I am in a stuttering moment, but like you, I sometimes it just comes like comes out of the blue, and I am not always I can't predict it when rain is going to show up. So one of the things that I've been really doing more often is trying to do some voluntary stuttering.
Yeah.
You know, so that I'm like putting it out there right away, because that generally makes me feel more at ease, and it's like I'm inviting rain in immediately. And you know, if there's an invitation, it's like so much easier to deal with than just feeling like she's crashed the party. So I mean, and that's kind of what I mean, like when I say like I'm in a relationship with stuttering, because like you kind of talk to a person that you care about in like that same way, like inviting them some place, and you know, and I just think it's kind of cool that I'm at that point where I'm doing that. So and again, I think that that's one of the reasons why like the journaling and the blogging is happening right now, because it's meant to happen right now. You know, like this is the time where, you know, like this is what I'm supposed to be doing. It's meant to happen. You won't believe this, but sometimes when I sit down to write, I don't know what I'm going to write, and I just start to type, and then I look down and I'm like, oh my gosh, like where'd that come from? I'm serious too. Like sometimes words just like type themselves.
Yeah.
And I'm truly surprised. And then after I've written it, then I give it a title. Instead of the way around. Yeah.
Yeah, so. I do the same with the stuff that I post, especially naming episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I never know what I'm going to call them until I'm about to post, and I go, oh yeah, I didn't put a title. What am I going to call this? This one I think I'm going to call Naming Your Stutter.
Oh, yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so where do you get the inspiration for the titles? Like, do you listen back to the conversation?
No, actually, this is gonna sound very sneaky, but I try and think in a way that will entice readers to click on the link. But that's it's more on the side of, I want my headline to be descriptive. I want them to know exactly what they will get when they click there. This is the whole information architecture in me coming out. Like, long story short, so this will be just a very quick web course.
Okay.
When you create a website, you know, don't make people think or wonder what's going to happen if I click here, or don't make them have to hunt around to find the information that they want. So one way is to create a really descriptive link. So that's why naming your stuttering would be a lot more informative of what we're going to talk about, rather than, say, for example, interview with Pamela Mertz.
Right.
Now, people know who you are, so both work. Right. So I have to choose, because you're the stuttering rock star.
Yes. Well, not that many people know who I am, but I think I'm getting a little bit more out there, which is a good thing. You know, I've been talking to a lot more people lately.
Yeah.
And you know, again, I think that's because stuttering has like really opened my world and made it bigger. And that's like an amazing thing. Like, you know, plugging your title again, stuttering is cool because it does that. You know, and it just makes our world bigger. And it's you know, when I was growing up and feeling so alone and I isolated, you know, I had always thought that I was the only one because I had never met anybody else that stuttered.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm finding that so many other people have had that same experience. And now all of a sudden it's like, you know, you and I are from different parts of the, you know, you're in, you know, we're like in from different parts of the world, not that far apart, but, you know, and like I'm talking to people from, you know, Scotland and Norway and Germany. It's like amazing that were it not for stuttering, this would not be happening.
Exactly.
And I find myself like really grateful for the first time in my life that rain is part of my life. And I'm not saying rain, go away anymore. And it's just really an amazing phenomena to be happening. It really is.
So it's a good thing that over here it's starting to rain. There's actually gray clouds. And the whole, I'm not sure if that's what irony means, because everyone keeps telling me I use it wrong, but it's fibbing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, your work, your line of work, you are always talking in your line of work.
Yes.
Yeah, go on. Could you tell us about your job?
I'm a career counselor with high school kids, which can be daunting anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Whether you're, you know, whether you stutter or not, and you know, working with kids is such a challenge. And I'm talking every day, either one on one with students that I'm, you know, either counseling. Or just, you know, rapping with, because sometimes that's really all kids need is just to have somebody just, you know, validate them, you know, just to, you know, listen to them for a minute. And I also do a lot of workshops and presentations, both in school and out. I'm responsible for visiting all the schools in my district and doing outreach and recruitment presentations. So I do I talk constantly. And one of the things that I have found particularly with having a relationship with stuttering is that kids, especially, they can like see right through the BS. So they can see right through it. So I think that when I am open and genuine and disclose to the kids, they really respect that, especially coming from an adult. Because, you know, I feel like if I don't disclose it with the kids, I'm leaving too much room for the eye rolling and the smirking and the giggling.
Yeah.
So, you know, a good portion of the time, you know, I'll disclose. I'll get to the other part of that thought in a minute, but a good portion of the time I'll disclose. And I noticed that the kids, they really respect that. They respect the honesty, you know, and they can tell, like, I'm not, you know, putting on, like, a false pretense with them, like, you know, well, I'm the adult and you're just a kid, and, you know, like, when it's, like, you know, it just makes it, like, so much easier to do that. But then sometimes I won't disclose. Because, like, in the situations where, like, I'm going into a school to make an outreach presentation, one of the things that I sometimes feel conflicted with is, well, I don't want to make this presentation about me and about stuttering.
Yeah.
The purpose is I'm there to do a career pathway presentation with young people, and I'm very cautious of, you know, like choosing my battles wisely. And if I know that I'm not, like, I'm much more likely to disclose with people that I'm going to interact with regularly. But if I'm going to make a presentation to students that chances are I won't see them again, I sometimes choose not to disclose. Sometimes I can get away with that, and sometimes I can't. Like, if Rain decides that she's going to show up and, make her presence known, then sometimes I have to seize that opportunity, and I'll make some type of a very, very quick disclaimer, like, I stutter, I'm okay with it, and I hope you are too. And then I just leave it at that. But then if I feel like I'm having a particularly fluent day, sometimes I don't say anything. And I think that is part of the complexity of, the whole stuttering phenomena.
Go ahead. The floor is yours.
I'm actually blocking there for a second.
Oh.
So. I lost my train of thought. You were saying go ahead, and I couldn't.
See, that's the uniqueness of what this podcaster experiences in his interviews, because you never know if that silence is because the person has finished talking, or Skype went down, or you're blocking. Because I can't see you. So maybe what I should do in the future is do the web chats.
Oh, yeah. But somebody had mentioned to me that, no, I guess you can if it's just, I thought you couldn't do it if you were a Mac and I was a PC.
Oh, no, that is iChat.
Oh,
yeah, that's
okay.
For stuttering.tv. We have this plan that you can get anyone to do an episode. However, we're trying to do it on the cheap, and iChat can record your webcam chats, and then we just upload that to YouTube and such.
Oh.
So this is an open invitation to Mac users listening, that if you want to give me a contact, and it's coolstutter@gmail.com. And I'll give you the details. So until we figure out a way that we could use, that we can also have PC users as well, because, the whole world uses the PC.
Yeah.
We got to see if iChat can be made for the PC, at least that way.
Yeah. But that's a really good point, though, because if we were doing the video chat, you would have seen that I was actually caught in a momentary block there.
Yeah.
But you're right. That's the real unique part of it.
Yeah. So I'm still trying to think, or whatever the term is. I never have the right word in my head. I gotta get those word of day calendars. About when's it okay to disclose or stuttering, the whole, I guess it's a science, maybe it's an art. You can even call the art of disclosing. Hey, that would make a good name for an episode.
Yeah.
Because, it's always great to disclose your stuttering. It does a world of wonder, and it puts the listener at ease, it puts you at ease. But still, at the same time, there's a time and a place. Like, I keep thinking there could be a time and a place that maybe you shouldn't, or I guess it just depends on the person, the unique situation. Like, there's so much involved This is just where I'm at right now, thinking that maybe that's it. I don't know. I mean, clearly, you've already gave an example of when you knew that, this is not the time. I'm here to present for the students on their future. My, whether I stutter or not has nothing to do with it. It and stuff. It's something that I want to delve into more. I still haven't mastered at all the art of disclosing. I do it at the podcast meetups because it's very easy to say my podcast is about stuttering and I stutter.
Right.
And all
Right,
that.
right.
So back to the topic of stuttering and being a woman, feel okay. At this point, I can also edit this part out if you say no. So don't worry about it. What about dating and such? Has that ever? I mean, it's a very silly question to say. Has it ever? Well, I guess not. For everybody, it's different, I guess. Has it ever? Has rain ever gotten in the way or? Has I don't know has a sheep been a good social filter? You've mentioned that we've heard your partner there in the background. He made a an appearance. There's one, yeah. So I guess stuttering didn't really have any negative effects, I guess.
Well, let me there's I could probably we could do a whole separate episode about this one. But remember, I at the start of our conversation, I shared that I was covert for many, many, many years, and only began to disclose to myself and others three years ago that I stutter. I kept everything hidden so masterfully that many, many, many people did not even know that I stutter, and including my partner. I had never stuttered openly around him, avoided situations hugely, and always blew it off. Like when when a stutter would creep out, I would pretend it was something else. And I was I would largely defer to him. And that's it's been a very, very unique situation, because I'm really, since Rain has been invited into my life, I'm really also allowing her to stutter freely for the first time. And that's why I think that I am actually stuttering so much more than I ever actually did, because I'm not working so hard to fight it and fight her.
You're
And that's the
stuttering more?
absolutely. I'm stuttering more in the 3 years that I've been open, because I'm not fighting it anymore.
So,
Whereas, sorry,
No, no, go ahead.
whereas what I always used to do would be, to substitute words like crazy. Or just avoid speaking situations totally, so I just would not allow rain to come out, and I would not allow myself to stutter naturally. And now that I need to get more up on Greg's analogy and yours, but now that like the tiger's been unleashed, it's this is the natural me that was hidden for all those years.
So to the skeptics listening, thinking, well, if you're not going to stutter, when you know, work hard at finding it and substitute words, why bother? Like, why, like, how, I don't know, why would you choose stuttering more? So what would you say to those skeptics? So what's the incentive? Even though you've already mentioned it throughout the show, but I just wanted, because I just want you to address that for all the skeptics out there thinking, no, I'd rather just, you know, hide it all.
Well, and again, a lot of this is coming out in my journaling and my blog. I was in a prison virtually, and for a long time I like pretended that I was okay with not talking and avoiding situations. But in fact, as I was getting older and realizing how much of life I was missing out on because I passed up opportunities right and left, I was not being true to myself.
So is there,
And
oh, sorry.
nope, and you know, I was not being authentic. So this part of me is, you know, the real, the authentic part of me that is no longer like compromising my personal integrity, which what is what I felt I was doing for so long because of a term of Greg's, because of the social punishment that I was getting. My father disapproved of my stuttering tremendously and criticized me and reprimanded me constantly. I had insensitive teachers early on in elementary school, so the negative messages that I got reinforced, almost ingrained the decision that I made to choose silence over, speaking out. So the incentive right now to stutter more and stutter naturally is this is the authentic me, and I'm much more happier, you know, being myself and presenting my true self to the world and engaging with the world as I feel like I was meant to. Does that make sense?
Yes, it totally lives up to your Twitter name. The stuttering rock star. The stutter rock star. So
Well,
how
thank you. I appreciate that.
So what does so how did your partner react when you said, "Yeah, I use stutter"? I'm pretty sure you probably said, "Go on, no you don't. I never hear you."
Exactly.
Yeah.
And those are many of the things that he has said. And but then we've actually talked about it a couple times. And you know, one of the things that he has said, and he's listening now, I think rather intently.
We're talking about you.
we're talking about him.
Do you have the speakers on or do you have headphones?
I have my headphones on.
Okay. That would have
Yeah.
been awkward.
Yes. He's not, he's only hearing my side of the conversation.
Oh, he'll be listening to this episode.
He will totally be listening to this episode. But, you know, we've talked about that, and one of the things that he has shared with me quite, you know, honestly, was that he just became immune to how I talked. And because we've been together for a while, he just didn't hear it. He didn't hear, so it may have been there, but he didn't hear it. You know, if that makes sense. And now that we've like, you know, let it in and, you know, made room for it, he said things like, now he said like, wow, I do hear you stuttering. I mean, and you said things like, I've never heard you stutter this much. And that's actually, you know, it's like refreshingly honest.
Yeah.
And I think that's what was, you know, missing for me for a long time was that honesty part, you know, and that willingness, that the desire and the willingness to, if you're going to be honest with the world, you have to first be honest with self. And that was missing for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm in a much better space now than I was a couple years ago because, you know, Rain is in and Rain is with me instead of, you know, pounding on the door. I'm in a much, much better space. You know, still have my moments when, you know, like I wish I could be fluent, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
But again, that's like that's part of, you know, the relationship. You know, when you're in a relationship with somebody, you do sometimes wish, oh, I wish he or she wouldn't do that, or I wish, you know, they would, you know, do something differently. And that's the same way with, you know, having a relationship with Rain, with stuttering. So for the listeners out there that want to know what the incentive is, it's just being honest with who you are. And, you know, for me to engage with the world, I have to engage with myself too. And, you know, and then I can present my authentic self. And it's just people are more willing to have a relationship with me when they sense that I'm being genuine. And I think that's important.
It is. Thank you very, very much for coming on to the show.
Oh, it's been a blast.
This has been a fantastic interview.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for inviting me. It's been a pleasure. And, you know, stuttering rocks.
Now, before we go, I want to ask you if you can tell us your website address once more.
Oh, absolutely. It's stutterrockstar.wordpress.com.
And your Twitter name?
Stutterrockstar. Easy to remember.
Yeah, I know.
And and the blog name, you know, I think kind of speaks for itself. Make room for the stuttering.
Yeah.
And I think we all need to make room for the stuttering in our lives.
Exactly.
Makes a difference.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, before we go, I just want to mention I have a new phone number for anybody that wants to send in some audio. 1206-339-0389, email and MP3, coolstutter@gmail.com, or you can go to stutteringiscool.com, click on the podcast, and you'll see this big ugly orange box, and you can use your computer mic to send in a message if you don't know how to record an MP3 or want to call a long distance number. So thank you again, Pam. I'll see you online.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thanks.